Thank you for joining us pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And there's been so much emotion over the last couple days. And I know that we're all trying to find different ways to express ourselves. Or, you know, I think some people just want to turn off the radio, turn off the television, and hide from it. Or some people are getting angry. So many of us are very sad. I think that I've had the range of emotions of just waking up and going, this can't possibly be something that's happening. The worst mass shooting in our history. And at 2 a.m., Mina Justice received a text from her son, who was in a nightclub in Orlando when a gunman opened fire, which in fact turned out to be the worst mass shooting in the United States history. And her texts were from her son saying, "Mommy, he's in the bathroom. Mommy, I love you. He's in the bathroom." And that was the last she heard from her son. He, in fact, turned out to be one of the deceased in this shooting. And it's hard sometimes for many of us to wrap our minds around this. I was surprised at how quickly, maybe I shouldn't be surprised at how quickly this turned into a political conversation. But immediately I started thinking of how painful this had to be for the families, for this mother to receive a text from her son. I have two little boys, and this is something you would never want to see or get a phone call about. Your child being afraid for their life and for your worst fear to come true. And in such a public way, and for living his life. You know, we all aspire to, what is it? The pursuit of happiness, right? That's what's in our Bill of Rights, is the pursuit of happiness. I immediately started thinking about these families, about how traumatizing this is. And I also felt traumatized myself. And I think that many of us do feel traumatized. And I wanted to reach out to somebody who is so hardworking in the community, in the LGBTQ community. We have Jeff Zacharias, who has New Hope Recovery Centers in both Lincoln Park and Lincoln Square. And I saw a post about you opening up your offices today, almost immediately. It was right before we even knew much of the story. We just knew that there was a nightclub in Orlando that was a gay nightclub called Pulse. This was their Latin night. And all we knew so far was that there was a mass shooting. When I opened my eyes, there was already a long line for right. blood donations. What were you receiving right away? What kind of messages were you receiving? I mean, because you had to be receiving outreach from others.
It was immediate. And, you know, I woke up that morning not knowing what had happened and started reading through Facebook. And I thought, this has got to be some kind of a made up story. And then it started to come out, the impact of it was 20 people, and then it was 30 yes. people, and then it was 50 people. And so, you know, I knew that we wanted to reach out immediately, both as New Hope Recovery Center and my private practice, to say, we don't know the full impact of this yet, but if you need a safe space to go talk and decompress and grieve, here's space free of charge. Let us know. We will have a fully manned treatment team come in and be a part of this. And so, you know, since yesterday, it has really rippled clearly across Facebook and all social media. And even with my clients and my staff and in our own home, my husband and I, and with my brother, I mean, it just has really spiraled. And there's nobody that isn't touched by it, this thing.
Nobody.
Nobody. It's you know, the 50 people, 53 injured, and then their loved ones, and then their loved ones, and anybody who just
loves watched. Somebody. Just that. Yeah. And again, this was a speech last night in the Tonys, which may right. seem trivial, but it's anyone who loves someone.
Correct. It was, yeah, it wasn't just even just a group of people. It was just somebody came in and opened fire on somebody they fundamentally hated. And so that, you know, anybody I think can really identify with that in some way, shape, or form.
And that's one of the words I've been trying to work with today, is the word hate, because I even looked it up, you know, and it was negative feelings, right? But yeah. to me, it's an absence of love.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me, is an absence for the capacity to love.
Sure.
And you can hate particular things, and you can hate the way you look in the mirror. You can hate that people wear flip-flops to church. You can hate those kinds of elements and pass judgment, right? It's about passing judgment.
Sure.
And we do that all the time, the way someone looks, the way someone acts. But to, like you said, fundamentally hate a lifestyle, to hate people because they love someone of the same sex.
Even broader than a lifestyle.
But yeah, yes, thank you. Because we were talking about language in the green room.
Yeah.
Not a lifestyle. But that's what people
how people perceive it.
Boil it down to is a lifestyle.
Right.
That's the way they describe it.
Sure.
But to me, again, it's loving somebody and wanting to participate in that relationship.
Yeah, no, I can speak for myself, and I probably could speak for all those individuals. They didn't wake up and go, well, you know, I think it's going to be a great idea for me to get ridiculed and, you know, slaughtered and you know, whatever language you want to use.
Ostracized.
It's not something we just decided to do for fun.
Right. It's not a lifestyle.
No.
And again, and we were talking about the words that people choose to use, whether and I don't feel comfortable even saying the word that had bothered me that we've talked about before on this show, many of them. But I mean, you know, people, I have a friend who's a stand up comic who even like sold bumper stickers because he was like, well, when we were kids and we said this word, we didn't even know what it meant. You know, and so we kind of use that as sort of an excuse for ourselves. But I think it does perpetuate this intolerance. And I'm not saying it directly leads, although it is, it does. Doesn't it directly lead to somebody?
For sure.
Saying.
And there's a lot of things that we did as a kid that are not kosher now.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't, language is an evolving thing. We now know the importance of language and the impact it has beyond just being used in that moment. It is, you know, it reaches its tentacles out and impacts everybody. And language is, I think, the first place that people get traumatized. It's where we still get traumatized.
Right.
And for somebody who's even fairly well adjusted to their, you know, orientation, it still is traumatizing certain words, lots of words.
And in this situation, there's a lot of traumatizing again when you feel like you're not going to be accepted to know that there's violence out there.
Well, I said this to you early. It's, you know, somebody walked into our house. Like when we first come out, when many of us first come out, the first place we think of to go is to a bar because that's where we know our tribe is. This individual walked into our house and opened fire on our tribe. So it's automatically a sense of, well, if it happened in Orlando, it could happen here. Then we know that a guy came to Pride Parade in L.A. yesterday with bomb. And
no one's talking about that.
It's frightening.
Let's talk about him when we come back. We'll take a break. We're talking to Jeff Zacharias, who has New Hope Recovery Centers in Lincoln Square and Lincoln Park. Where can people find out information about your centers?
We can go to our website, new-hope-recovery.com. You can go to jeffzacharias.com. You can go to it's any variety of ways, social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all those ways.
Well, I'm glad that you're here and I can find you even more easily than finding your website.
Yeah.
More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and I am joined by Jeff Zacharias with the New Hope Recovery Centers, and he has locations in Lincoln Square and Lincoln Park. And we were talking a lot about language, both in the green room before the show started, and people will think, well, you know, I heard conversations all day. You know what the arguments are about all day, whether it's about, is this a conversation about guns? This is a conversation about politics. It's all of those. It's all about love, about hate, about religious extremism. I think all those conversations are important. I wanted you on tonight because I saw that you had offered your services to people who felt traumatized, who were scared and angry. And I think we're feeling all of those things.
Right.
And when we talk about language, information has come out about the shooter and that his parents were from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. He was born in the United States. And was he led to extremism on social media? And during the day, there was another report that a young man had traveled from Indiana to California with weapons and his car filled with explosives on his way to another gay pride parade and was intending to do, obviously, tremendous amounts of violence there as well. And because this gentleman in Florida is of people have said there are ties to Islamic extremists, and you know, that's why, you know, that's why we have to be careful with Muslims, or why we have to round up all the extremists and all, you know, this language. When a week ago we were all celebrating Muhammad Ali and saying, here's a great American, and he really was so outspoken and so brave. And now today again, it's about part of the conversation is that. What are your thoughts when you saw on the same day this young man from Indiana was traveling to California?
Again, it was one of those surreal moments to think that this was, it's almost something of a movie.
Yes.
That hate had taken this sort of form, that people were traveling cross country with explosive to do harm to
a celebration.
Right, in Gay Pride Month. It's so, you know, we're talking about language, and language matters. It is one of the most important things that we can do for each other, is to use correct language that we each want to use, by asking what you want to be, how you want to be referred, what something as simple as pronouns.
Or pronunciation of your name. That's why am I saying your name correctly?
Zacharias, you got
Zacharias,
it.
Zacharias, yeah.
But I mean, it goes, you know, it's everything. It's how we reference each other. It's our pronouns. It's if we don't understand, ask. I mean, it's all sorts of things related to language. And it's one of those building blocks for human relationships, is the concept of language. And if you don't know, just ask. And, you know, it's... language can be hate-filled, as clearly evidence with these couple of things this weekend. And there was a lot of hate, I think, with both individuals, and now with this person traveling cross-country. So, you know, it's just really intense, and it's a lot of stuff. But one of the building blocks really is language.
When people say, oh, well, I'm just so tired of being politically correct, and people are too sensitive, or I just want to say what I'm thinking. How do we explain that when you say that you're tired of being politically correct, you're really saying to so many people you're tired of being respectful?
Yeah. Oh, that's
right? I know. It's so much.
It's such a big thing.
Because political correctness became sort of this catch-all,
sure,
of having to watch what you say. And people feel like, oh, well, I can't express myself now. And to me, what it's become lately is, again, I'm tired of being nice.
Right.
I'm tired of being, well, so, and again, I've told my listeners who will send me very angry texts or told me to go crawl in a hole and die and call me the C word and things like that.
Sure.
I wish there were some way, if you're feeling that kind of hate, oh, maybe this is something we can do. And we only have a couple more minutes and we're going to keep talking till midnight and even beyond if we have, find a way. But if you could have talked to someone like the shooter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or people who are out there who right now they're gritting their teeth, they're clenching, right? And they're just so mad at the conversation that we are having.
Mm-hmm.
What can we say to sort of, you know, even loosen a little bit of that anger or that tightness, that clenching of, I have to hold on to this?
You know, it, when you were talking about expressing yourself, it's okay to express yourself, but it's not at the expense of others when it cuts to the core of who they are. You know, you can express yourself in a variety of ways, but it's just not okay to express hate, particularly in such violent, aggressive acts. That's not okay in any way, shape, or form. And it could be something as overt as what this gentleman did, but there's also a lot of ways that people express that anger and that hatred through very covert, you know, under the radar things that people can't identify on the surface. But, you know, it's everything from politics to churches to what you see on social media to language to, I don't know, it can be a variety of things. But anyway, so the point is that it goes beyond just expressing that anger and being dissatisfied. It really goes to all these covert ways of oppression and stigma and hate and perpetuating. And
because I always feel like if there's something that's making you that upset about the words that I'm saying, or two men kissing, there's something else that you're mad about.
It's time to take a look inward. You know, one of the things that came out today real quick is that guy, that the gentleman who did the shooting in Orlando had been seen at that bar in months past. And, you know, perhaps there was an unsettled portion of him that instead of looking at it, it came out in this form.
Right, right. Because, I mean, right, the choices are, was he there because he was scoping it out, or was he there because he was trying to find some part of himself he hadn't resolved?
Right.
We are talking to Jeff Zacharias with the New Hope Recovery Centers, and he has locations in Lincoln Square and Lincoln Park. Go to jeffzacharias.com.
Or new-hope-recovery.com.
And we'll put links on my Facebook page. Thanks. You're listening Pretty Late. More after this on 720 WGN. And please, please join the conversation anytime. 312-981-7200. Again, that's 312-981-7200. And Jeff will take your questions. And we also want to hear what you're thinking. How are you feeling tonight? Just trying to make sure that we are giving you a place that feels safe. More after this.
All around the world, people are trying to come to terms with the horrific events that took place in Orlando this morning. On behalf of the whole theater community and every person in this room, our hearts go out to all of those affected by this atrocity. All we can say is you are not on your own right now. Your tragedy is our tragedy. Theater is a place where every race, creed, sexuality, and gender is equal, is embraced, and is loved. Hate will never win. Together, we have to make sure of that. Tonight's show stands as a symbol and a celebration of that principle. This is the Tony Awards.
I think WGN radio all day has, and yesterday, if you were listening to our station as the news was unfolding, Mark Carman and Adam Hogue and Jared Payton all had a great conversation. And these are guys hosting a sports show, and they did not do regular sports. They spent 3 hours, three hours having this conversation, inviting people on any side, wherever you came from, to express yourself. And I agree with the sentiments you just heard, that this is hate will not win out.
Right.
We are joined by Jeff Zacharias, who runs New Hope Recovery Centers in Lincoln Square and Lincoln Park. And that's, I think that is the truth of it, is that, you know, there are more people who love than hate. When we saw the images of people running immediately to donate blood,
right,
there are more of us than there are of you.
Right. We, you know, at least for me, the immediate response was, what can we do?
Yes.
And, you know, that was offering up our space and my clinical team and myself to whatever space people needed. And I know there were lots of other therapists and organizations that did, but...
yours is the first one I saw.
You know,
thanks to Kristen Decker. She had posted something she'd seen a link. So that was how I found you.
That's amazing. Yeah we just, it wasn't even a thought. It's just, what do we do to provide safety in this moment? Because we know that... our clients are already dealing with so much. And then to see that can vicariously traumatize again and again. And sometimes people just need a space to talk or cry or whatever it is. So we wanted to make sure we were right up there and just said, you know, come all, you don't have to pay. Just tell us what you want and let's make that space.
And to remind people that they are loved.
Yeah.
That there's someone here for you. Allie, how are you doing?
Hi,
Allie.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Yourself?
Good. Thank you for taking my phone call, actually.
Of course.
Well, there's a quick comment that I wanted to mention. I just came out of, I'm a Muslim, by the way. I'm one of the Muslim faith followers.
Okay.
We just came out of a prayer here at the community center, the Islamic community center. I'm calling from the north side of Chicago. And the imam of you know, the prayer had a long speech about what happened in Orlando. You know, we wanted to tell everyone out there, we are against any violence, against any religion, against any ethnicity. Totally, 100%, no one agrees with what happened. You know, the problem is that, unfortunately, I don't want to say all the media, but roughly 80-90% of the media hold Islam and Muslims, you know, responsible for the act of this sick individual, if I may call him. You could call him any kind of other name. But we should not. Today, personally, I had to pay a price for what happened in Orlando. My wife was a shopping center in which somebody attacked her and pulled her scarf away from her, calling me, what the hell are you doing here? Go back to your country.
Right.
The same incident happened to a friend of mine the other day, the same day this thing happened. it is very unfortunate that we're holding whole community and the millions or thousands of people responsible for the act of this person who was born in the USA. He's an American citizen. I never even been to his country, Afghanistan, supposedly, whichever country that he was. And, we all need to work together in this. You know, the media need to really try to tolerate other religions and stop talking, you know, bad and putting really bad images out there and about Islam or the Muslims or any other religion. As a matter of fact, I'm not gonna hate a whole religion just because a Jew did something bad to a Muslim or because a Christian did something bad to a Muslim or the other way around. But it's unfortunate. This is what's happening nowadays.
Ali, yeah. Would you say, and this was something that Jeff and I were talking about, how much language matters, and even some things that I may have said, you know, that you know, whether or not people are using the words like Islamic extremists. Right. You know, uh-huh. I think the truth is, and I think we can all agree on this, there are hateful people in all religions who right. will use their religion yeah. as an excuse that I think paints yeah. us all with a terrible brush.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even sure if this guy used religion as a cause of what he did. I mean, he was. I mean, we listen to what the media says and to what the authorities are saying. I'm not sure if we're gonna believe everything that they say. Again, this guy was licensed to guard a court. He was a U.S. citizen, born and raised. Even his education to. Finished it over here in the USA. And, why do we have to always attack the name Islam and Muslim to this whole thing? And I give you one very quick example.
Okay.
About 20 years ago in the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron, a Jewish extremist came into the Hebron Mosque, I'm not sure if you remember that massacre, and killed 27 Muslims while they were praying in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was a big, all over the news, roughly 20 years ago in Hebron. Now, am I supposed to hate every single Jew in the world because this Jewish settler came and killed 27 Muslims while they were praying the morning prayer at their mosque? Of course not. I'm not gonna, because I have so many Jewish friends who love Muslims and love Palestinians and believe that, you know, this is. I mean, when I watch Fox News, this is not the message, for example, that they're putting out there. You know, they're putting that the Muslims hate every other religion. You know, just watch Hannity's show for half an hour, listen to him, or some of these other shows that put nothing but hate and extremism out there by the word and by the bad message and the bad information, the misleading information that they put out there. You know, so we need to tolerate each other. And I can assure you that every single Muslim, every single, you know, loving peace person is against this thing, no matter who is the victim, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Ali, and one of the things that I saw right away, which was so perplexing to me, were how quickly Christian fundamentalists, before anyone knew who the shooter was saying, good, at least it was gays. Or, you know, so this was something it was tragic. There were people posting biblical verses saying you reap what you sow. I know that Jeffrey posted it. And so this was something that people and I consider those people that were applauding it to also be extremists in their own religions. Sure. I would call them Christian extremists.
I'm going to tell you someone who really benefited from this whole thing. You know, we saw the media coverage just 2 days ago. When Muhammad Ali, you know, passed away, may God bless his soul, and the positive coverage about Islam and Muslims, and the positive message that Muhammad Ali put out there.
It's gone.
And look what happened now.
It's gone.
Exactly. Look,
it's gone.
Look what happened today. Who is the beneficiary of this? I'm going to tell you one person for sure. Trump. Look what he said right away.
Because he is very happy that he was right. He loves saying he was right.
I told you we don't want no Muslims to enter this country. He doesn't know that 10% of the doctors of the USA are Muslims. He doesn't know that there's thousands of engineers and thousands of doctors and thousands of people who are putting positive message out there. And, he's the only
Ali,
from this.
You don't tell me, I'm Mexican. My mom wouldn't be here if he'd been able to build his wall in the 60s.
I mean, honestly, when I listen to this, you know, my wife came crying today. She only been here for a couple of years, you know. And, is this what you brought me here for someone to be, you know, for something that someone did in Orlando hours and thousands of miles away? For me to come and be insulted and be
Ali, can I, before I let you go, can you please, would you mind telling me what mall she was at? when she which someone mall? Where she
really
where someone ripped
this, I really do yeah I really do want to put this in there if you don't mind.
That's okay. No, you don't have to, but I want to encourage
really
everybody.
Yeah,
and this
yeah.
happens
you know,
every
we need
single
to
time
tolerate each other.
Yes,
we you know.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you, Ali. I want to thank you so much for sharing your story
sure.
with us. It is important.
Sure.
And we
Absolutely.
Look forward. Please.
Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Of course.
Thank
call
you.
And join our conversation anytime, sir.
Take care. Absolutely. Have
thank
a good
you.
Night. Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. I know, because I he's right. What difference would it make what mall it was?
Doesn't matter.
Partly it's like, I want to know it wasn't my mall.
Right, right.
Right? I
want
to
know if it's in our backyard.
Right. I want to know if it's my neighbor's, but it is my neighbor's.
Right.
It's anybody who ripped her scarf.
Correct.
And harassed her and was hateful toward her because of what happened in
yeah.
Orlando.
It's painting with a broad brush stroke that's not necessarily.
It's so strange, Jeff. What's happening?
We're imploding.
We are imploding.
I mean, the country is imploding for all the gains, like, you know, what we saw last year with marriage equality and all that forward step we've. There has been an equal backlash going the other way from conservatives and fundamentalists. And here we are a year later.
There is that pain of if you're going to have that, is it going to force people to be enraged?
Yeah.
We were talking to Jeff Zacharias, and let's talk a little bit when we come back about your personal experiences. And I don't mean you have to call us. If you want to call us and tell us what you're feeling, but I think that I'd like to talk a little bit about what it means to sort of experience this through social media, through watching the news, listening to conversations all day long,
sure.
and how to cope with that. We're talking to Jeff Zacharias from the New Hope Recovery Centers in Lincoln Square in Lincoln Park. You can find him at jeffzacharias.com, also new-hope-recovery.com.
Yes, thank you.
More after this on 720 WGN.
As you certainly know by now, early Sunday morning, there was another senseless shooting, this time at a dance club in Orlando, Florida. A dance club. It left 49 people dead, which is the largest loss of life due to a terrorist attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. I know everyone is angry right now and not really knowing how to react, but this is a time where people are looking to us as a country and how we will react. This country was built on the idea that we do not all agree on everything, that we are a tolerant, free nation that encourages debate, free thinking, believing or not in what you choose. I, as a new father, am thinking, what do I tell my kids? What do I tell them about this? What can we learn from this? What if my kids are gay? What do I tell them? Maybe there's a lesson from all this, a lesson in tolerance. We need to support each other's differences and worry less about our own opinions. Get back to debate and away from believing or supporting the idea that if someone doesn't live the way you want them to live, you just buy a gun and kill them, bomb them up. That is not okay. We need to get back to being brave enough to accept that we have different opinions, and that's okay, because that's what America is built on. The idea that we can stand up and speak our minds and live our lives and not be punished for that, or mocked on the internet, or killed by someone you don't know. This was just one bad guy here. 49 good people and one bad guy. And there will always be more good than evil. When I think of Orlando, I think of nothing but fun and joy and families. If anyone can do it, you can. Keep loving each other, keep respecting each other, and keep on dancing. We'll be right back.
And we keep having to say that, don't we? That love is the most important thing. Love is how we get through this. Hope, I think hope is the other thing, and it's appropriate that our guest, Jeff Zacharias, is the owner of New Hope Recovery Centers. And that to me is something that I've talked about in my life. And we've talked a little bit about
sure.
Giving speeches. I have a son with special needs. And there are moments in your life where it feels like everything is impossible. And everything is too hard. And everything is too scary. And you just want the easy way out, which is what I think that you help your clients cope with
yeah.
is the easy way out, whether that's through substance abuse or self-hurt.
Right.
And in this case, somebody hated so much, whether it was himself or others, that he took that and turned it into complete evil.
Right.
And took the lives of 49 people.
Right.
People have been, you know, trying to express themselves. And I haven't really, I'm at the point where I'm just like resharing other things on Facebook. If I post anything, it's the names of the people who were lost, photos, things like that. And I'm guessing you've seen the wide range of grief and anger at your centers. What do you say to people who are watching this, who are trying to process what this all means, whether they are gay, straight, have loved ones, love somebody, are scared?
Sure. You know, I get the biggest thing is that it gets better. It doesn't get perfect, but it gets better. And that's something that we say to our clients, and particularly LGBT clients, that just hold on, that it'll get better. And I think there's something to be learned in everything. There are going to be lessons to be learned in this. And part of it, I think a large part of it is going to be about tolerance. And I think one large part of this is going to be about oppression. And if you don't say anything when people are feeling oppressed, you're part of the problem,
right,
not part of the solution.
Okay.
So we're going to have lots of conversations about oppression and power and control and tolerance, and lots of conversations about the tentacles of trauma and how that reaches out and impacts everybody's lives. And for people who are vulnerable, the LGBT community, people who are vulnerable and may turn to alcohol or drugs, or, you know, their mental health issues spike and a variety of things, just to hold on that there's hope.
Right.
And there are people out there who want you to be well and want the community to be well. And it's just, we're here, you're here, there's lots of people here, just hold on. And ask lots of questions. If you don't know, just ask. If you don't know what language to use, just ask. If you don't know how to approach something, just ask.
Right.
So there's lots of things that are coming out.
Right. What's the worst thing that can happen if you just ask a question? Right.
You know,
that person might get mad, but at least you tried and you know you've put it out there, and that's on them and not on you anymore.
Mad is based in anger and hurt, though, right? So I wish people would ask me. Just ask me questions. What's the worst we're going to do?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Will you hang out with us a little more?
I would love to.
All right. More after this on 720 WGN. Perfect.